Hey, is this tech support? So, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
What can I help you with today?
Oh, hi. Usually you guys start with telling me your name. That's weird. Is this like your first day or something?
Yeah, it's my first day and I'm reading off the script. I forgot that part.
Oh, your script doesn't say like that you're supposed to say your name in the beginning, like
I'm
most tech
nervous.
support.
This is my first day.
Okay, and you're okay. Sorry. All right. Well, listen, I'm really sorry that it's your first day. Maybe you want to let me talk to somebody else then, because I have a serious problem.
Oh, I can help. I went to school for this, just like to get a little nervous talking on the phone. But I got
You
this.
went to school for tech support?
No, I went to school to fix computers
Gotcha.
and phones and things like that. This is the
Okay. Well,
support part. Is like,
I have a serious problem. I mean, it's really serious.
well, I can fix your serious problem if you maybe let know what it is.
All right. So I have this phone. You know that phone, the one that the company that you work for. I don't know what's going on, but like the button on the side just. It doesn't matter how hard that I push it just doesn't do anything. And it's like almost new. It was really expensive, and really pretty pissed off, to be honest with you.
But it sounds like a connection issue. Do you have a case on your phone?
A connection issue. Hold on a second. Why would it be a connection issue? It's a button.
The action of pressing the phone, if you press it down directly, that's what connects it to the motherboard. Or if you know how sometimes your finger can slip and like make a downward or upward motion versus a straight push. That's the connection issue if it's not connecting straight to my motherboard versus a slight click where you click in the opposite direction.
Are you suggesting that I'm pushing the button too hard instead of sliding it up and down, or not pushing it hard enough? I'm confused.
That's what I'm asking. If you click the button, how do you click the button? If you click it just indirectly, or if you kind of like, you know, it's like a slight click.
I mean, listen, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, my name's Rick.
Your name's Rick.
Rig.
Your name's Rig. Okay, Rig. So, you want me to tell you if I push the button hard or if I slide it up and down? That's going to help you decide. Okay. I don't know. I mean, sometimes I push the button really, really hard. Sometimes I just indirectly slide it up and down. I'm not really sure. I don't keep track of it. All I know is it's. Right now, it's really not working, and it's really upsetting me tremendously.
Of your time, the wear and tear from the way that you push the button and mess up the connection from the motherboard to the button, and that's a connection issue. And if your phone is under warranty, that could be fixed just easily. We can send you out a new phone, or if it's out of warranty, then we can give you a rebate deal, depending on which kind of it's.
I mean, can we just check the warranty right now and like I'll just send it back to you if it's under warranty? Because I mean, as much as I'd love to sit on the phone here with you, I'm very obviously a very busy man. You can tell, right? Rig?
Yeah, it sounds
You can tell
very
that I'm pretty busy.
busy. Yes, very busy. I can tell. Here, I'll just check
All
with
right.
you.
Do you need any
And
other information from me?
can you give me your name, please? Let me set up in your account.
You want my name? Sure. It's JJ Oreos 7-4. Do you want me to spell that for
No, I got it.
you?
And the account number.
I like your voice, by the way. I'm sorry, what? What do you want?
the account number associated with the phone.
Why are you laughing? I didn't say anything funny. I just said I liked your voice. That's weird.
I'm not used to compliments on my voice. Like, again, I said this is my first day, so I guess maybe that's why they gave me the job. I don't know. But
maybe what is it like first your day first day, day at life? Okay.
Wow.
All right, so where do I find this account number in my pants? I mean, where do I find this account number?
My account number would be in your settings.
My settings. Can you tell me how to get to my settings? Because I'm not sure. This is my first day in my settings.
The home button. And then there will be a settings button, a little circle that has little pigs on the outside. Looks like a little wheel.
So you want me to push the home button? You're talking way too fast. I can't keep up with you. I've only got one hand. I mean, hold on a second. I'm very frustrated right now. Yeah. Miss. Okay, so I push this home button. This one, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that I'm pushing the right button? You can't even see. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then from settings, it'll tell you.
Wait, is the settings underneath something, or is the button just right there?
It should be a button that looks like a wheel.
Okay, I think I found it. Okay, I'm pressing it. I know. Can you tell that I'm pressing it right now?
I'm pretty sure you are.
Okay, well, I just pushed it. Now what?
And then it should be information about the phone.
Okay, like what?
The account number would be there. And what kind of name the phone, your phone number, odds and ends, and facts just about.
So you want me to just read this thing to you?
Just give me the account number.
Okay. It's 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, F, U, C, K. There.
Thank you.
Can you read that back to me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, F, U, C. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I was listening to your voice. I didn't hear a word you said. Has anyone ever told you, like, you have a really sexy voice?
No, you'd be the first. Thank you.
I'm the first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know that you really do. And I got to be honest with you. You've definitely quelled my frustrations about this phone so far.
I'm glad.
So far. I mean, we still have an issue.
Yes, of course. And we're trying to get to the bottom of that issue.
I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
Did I read back that account number correctly?
You can read it back again, but like, what do you look like? What are you wearing? What's the dress code where you work is what I guess I'm at.
Usually say link that not and slack. Typical work attire.
You're just wearing socks?
No. A button up shirt and slack.
A button-up shirt and slacks, really?
Mm-hmm.
Not really what I was picturing, but all right, that's fair. Okay. I think you've got the account number right. So what else am I supposed to do?
Okay, now I'll check it in the system where your warranty is. Means that you're out of warranty. Just by a few months, actually.
Really? That's weird. Is there anything that maybe you could do for me? Special? I mean, I'm a good customer. You could tell, right? Look how nice I am.
Yeah, there's no marks on your account thus far. I'll see if you have any rebates or anything for you.
Is there anybody you need to go like check with or anything? Or I mean, can I just get like a replacement? I mean, look, you know, like I just really need the button to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally understand. Like I said, I can just check it in the system. It tells us, especially like if you have an upgrade that's available or anything like that. I know you just got the phone, but you can have points on your account, like versus like being a really good customer, no complaints or anything like that. So I can check that for you.
I'm sure that please, can you check? Because I'm sure I have some points. I mean, haven't I scored some points so far?
Indeed, you have. You do have a few points for the phone, and you only go 100 points for the newest version of the phone you have now.
Okay. So what can we do about this, Miss Rig?
I can either get you this upgrade, or you can go into the store and they can apply the upgrade, and I can send it if you work it through me. I can send it to the house directly, and you still have to take it into the store and get, you know, it turned on and everything done that way, or you can just go to the store. I'm gonna send you an email.
Wait a second. Wait, did you just say turned on?
Yeah.
You said that you could help me get the phone turned on? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you start there again? Because I lost you after that. But I'm really interested to hear what you had to say.
Getting the phone turned on at the store is what I was saying. But through me, I can just get
it. I like the way that you said that. I'd like you to get it ordered for me. Hey, could you just hang on a second? I think my dog is barking.
Okay.
Just hold on. I'm just going to put you on mute for a minute. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Might be a couple minutes, but please don't hang up on me because this is like the fourth time I've tried to call. And, you know, I don't have that much time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely understand.
Okay, so I'm just going to put the phone down really quick. Okay. All right. Oh my god. She's so fucking hot. God, I've never talked to a Texas poor girl. That just makes me want to pull my cock out and start rubbing it. The way she talked about turned on and pushing buttons. Especially thinking about her sitting there and her legs. Sexy button-down shirt. I'm just thinking about standing next to her. Sipping my hand on those buttons. Unbuttoning them, but really.
Mr. JJ, hello?
Oh my god. I bet she has really nice titties too. Oh my. No. Oh, I'm sorry. What? That's embarrassing. I'm sorry, I was just, I don't know, that wasn't you I was talking about.
Sure. Hold on.
Okay.
Stop recording the call. I just turned it off so like the intention does not hear the conversation.
She's so hot.
You were talking about me and my voice. You gotta be really turned off. She got me.
She has such a sexy voice. I hope she takes a while before she comes back, because I'm just sitting here rubbing my cock.
Mr. JJ?
Oh, yeah, hi.
I was just turning off the recording machine so we can talk candidly.
Oh, really? I'd like that.
Okay. I'm on you, so...
What would you like to talk about? Buttons?
in a way, yeah.
Okay. Well, you're the boss. Are the tech support agents, so.
I'm really glad that my voice sides you. But getting to hear you.
Really? I mean, since you're not recording, is it okay that I'm sitting here, got my cock in my hand, and thinking about you?
It's perfectly fine.
So that doesn't bother you at all?
No, not.
No. Well, that's good, because I really don't want to bother you. I just really like hearing your voice. It's very sexy. I don't think I've ever had such a tech support experience such as the one that I'm experiencing right now.
I haven't either. It's amazing. This is my first day. Well, I hope there's more days like that.
Really? Are you trying to get rid of me already? I mean, I thought we were still on this phone call. No.
Okay.
And you heard everything that I said before, huh?
I did.
Really? You heard me talking about unbuttoning your shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe I'll unbutton a few of them. For you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the office right now. I'm not going out for lunch, so I have a good bet before anyone comes back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what's underneath that shirt when you unbutton it? I mean, I'm not there. All I know is I've got my cock in my hand. I'm listening to you, and it's really making me very, very excited.
Be greeted with a black face and drop.
I can't hear you.
You'll be greeted with a black lacy bra.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Black and lacy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, there's some big titties underneath that bra.
Yes, they are.
I love big titties. You know what I really like, though?
Mm-hmm.
Nipples.
Why do you like it on nipples?
Because they're a lot like buttons, you know.
Not a push and touch and tie and like those buttons.
Yeah. Like to push your button hard, or do you like to slide it up and down more?
I like both.
Yeah. Which one are you doing right now, though?
Slowly right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Little bit of attention.
How about those buttons on your slacks? What's that? What's so funny?
There's a very, very naughty button down there under my
slacks. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like right under your slacks? Mm-hmm. Or is there any kind of protection?
No, it's like the underwear in between them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is it like sexy underwear or is it like work underwear?
It's like the underwear. I just wanted to feel like a very powerful working woman today. So I donned my best lingerie.
You did? Really? What does that look like?
A black lace bra and matching undies. They have little ribbons on the top of them. Really sexy.
I love ribbons at the top. Tell me more about this button, though. It makes my cock so hard. I want to hear all about it.
No. Getting harder and wetter this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's causing that? You might need some tech support.
I think you're all the tech support that I need.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can I help you today, Miss Rigg?
Keep talking and touching yourself like you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I come equipped with a tool. I mean, it's not a very big tool, but I think it can do the job. Mm-hmm. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm. My hot, wet, hard little button needs some attention. Do you think it's looking like?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried pushing it directly or sliding up and down on it?
Maybe I'll have to try that.
I can hold on while you try. I'm just taking notes. Make sure you let me know what you're doing so I can guide you through it.
Currently doing the up and down motion.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Should I try the pushing directly?
Is there any kind of feedback that you're getting from the button?
It's getting harder and harder and wetter and wetter.
Really?
That's supposed to happen.
I like that. Definitely makes my cock hard to hear you say that, but we need to fix that problem. I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking about you and fixing your button. I don't know. Is there anything else that we need to do? Any holes we need to fill, maybe?
There's a hole that needs to be filled right under my button.
Really?
Wait. What? Dropping
Is it a big hole or just a small one?
Very tiny, tiny.
Tiny one. Is it like fully exposed or do you have a case for it?
It's guarded behind the case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should take it. The case off. What do you think?
No.
You know, this isn't my first day in tech support, unlike yours, but my understanding, a lot of times when you have a problem like yours, the best thing to do is to use an accessory, see if you can get that button unstuck. Do you own one of those, by any chance?
I do, actually.
Yeah?
I have a little secret.
Yeah?
I'm an exhibitionist, so I kind of carry something with me, an accessory with me and my purse.
Well, in order for me to further, I should go with the exit. Let's see what we can do. Do you have it handy?
I'm getting that moment to work.
Okay. Now, I'm pretty sure that you need some kind of a battery in it. Is it got a battery? Is it?
Yeah, it has a battery.
And are you familiar with how to use it? In other words, do you know how to turn it on?
Yeah, you know how to turn it on.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. In order to troubleshoot this properly, I think that you should turn it on and put it right up to the phone so I can make sure that it's working right. I'll test the volume. We can take it from there. I was. Let me listen to it again. Make sure I can hear it.
How's that sound?
It sounds pretty powerful. Is it?
The job done.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could test it out and let's see if that fixes the problem. What do you usually do with it?
Usually, put it against the button, and if I'm feeling adventurous enough, I'll try and fit it in the hole if I can. But sometimes the hole's just too tight.
Well, if we're going to follow the right troubleshooting steps, I think that we should try it on the button first.
Okay.
What do you think? And just let me know what's going on, because that's why I can note your case properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me try it against the button.
Okay. Let's try that now. Now, I don't know if it's going to work better with or without the panties on. That's really up to you, but you just let me know. Okay. You don't mind if I stroke my cock while we troubleshoot this for you, do you? No?
No.
No, you don't mind if I sit here and think about you trying to fix your button. Sucking on my cock. Would that be a problem?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
No, that'd be a problem.
That would be a problem?
I wouldn't.
You're making a lot of noise over there. What exactly is going on? I need to know.
Nice have it pressing against my button.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
It's making me wetter and wetter.
Really? You're gonna come for me. Sorry, what?
Yes.
When I ask you a question, I think that you should answer, especially when I'm sitting here straightening my car up, thinking about you. While you're playing with your button. Do you understand each other?
Yes.
Yeah? I think you need to tell me what's going on right now.
My little button is throbbing. It's so hard. I'm getting better.
I think that's a good sign. I think we're moving in the right direction. The sound of your voice just turns me on. My cow throb. I wish you were here right now.
Oh, me too.
I love watching you. In front of me. On all fours, playing with yourself while I sit here and stroke my cock in front of you. You think you'd like that? Yeah. You'd like that? You come for me. I like that too. You're really a good tech support person. Watch that. Playing with that pussy. Did you come already?
Yes.
You didn't even ask me if that was okay.
You couldn't help it. Let's go ahead. But I don't think we fixed the problem. It's still so wet.
Yeah? Well, since we had some trouble troubleshooting that button, maybe we should try the hole. What do you think? Is that what's wet? Yeah, they're tight hole. Yeah. You were able to get your accessory inside that or no?
I think I can try.
No, I think in order to solve your problem, we really should try. Because I'm just thinking about if you were actually here. Maybe I'd have you sitting on my lap. Sitting across, stroking my cock. And maybe I would get it close enough to that pretty hole of yours. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you like me to do with it?
Put it inside my little.
Put it inside where?
Not a hole.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what?
Try to troubleshoot the problem, I run.
Yeah, you want me to troubleshoot the problem, huh? Yeah. Should I troubleshoot the problem nice and slow, or do you like it to really troubleshoot hard?
Troubleshoot it nice and hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably would need you to slide up and down on my cock in order for that to be, like, effective, you know?
Yeah.
Could you see yourself doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
How much?
So much.
Tell me what you're doing with that hole.
Oh, girl. He's using the accessory to tease the entrance.
Making my cock so hard. I love hearing your voice. You should. Yes, we're going to need you to do that right away. How does that feel?
So good.
Yeah, how good?
So good.
Yeah, is that vibrating inside you?
Yeah.
Fuck. What do you make it come?
Fuck.
Tell me what's going on.
I'm writing. Accessory.
Yeah? You're writing the accessory?
Yeah,
how's that feel?
So
focus on you now. I don't think we've gotten to the root of the issue yet. Have we?
Almost.
Yeah, well, alright, we gotta try harder now. I get paid by the hour, so time is money. Okay. I think you really gotta push. You gotta feel it. Just like that. There you go. Wow. That sounds so good. It sounds like you're doing it just right. Perfect. There you go. What a good girl. Yeah. Perfect. right. The customer is always right. And I'm right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I know. Yes. There you go. Good job. Doing great. God, it's my cock is still hard. Okay. Fuck. Wow. There you go. Nice. What a good girl. Wow. Are you sure that was your first day?
Yeah. It was my first day. You ever done that with someone on the phone and text support?
That's sad. First for me. But I'll tell you what, you're going to get my 5 stars.
Thank you.
So hopefully it's going to work out to be a good first day for you.
It already has been.
Well, I'm just glad we can get the problem resolved. That made me happy.
Me too. Wait, I have to turn that thing back on so make sure it's not a fishy call. Okay.
Yeah, you should do that. All right, turn it back on. Go.
Okay, done. There we go.
So you have my address, and is there anything else that you need from me today?
Oh, no, that's it. And then we can get it sent to you in the mail, and we have your card on the file. Is there anything else you need today?
No, you fulfilled all my needs actually today. So thank you for that.
Glad I could help.
You definitely helped.
A called, there'll be a called survey after this call ends. You can electively take it if you wish, and we can also send you an email. Thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome. I will speak soon. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you helping me out with everything, and especially with the buttons and the holes and all that. So,
thank you. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks.